reading to you from the 9th chapter of Luke, and with the 62nd verse. Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 53 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been trying to share Christ ever since. I've had some wonderful opportunities in service of the Lord. You know, folks, a lot of people think serving the Lord would be the most boring thing there is in the world. Well, I'm here to tell you it's the most exciting thing that ever happened to me. Well, does Christians have problems? Sure they do. But you know what? We're not alone. The Lord said, "I'm with you even unto the end of the world." Well, listen, I'll be with you for half an hour tonight. Won't you kick off your slippers and sit back and relax? Pour you a cup of coffee or a glass of tea. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and with the 4th verse. 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, 4th verse. "They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all duties of your ministry." I've labeled this message tonight, "Have You Found Your Niche?" Christians, as well as non-Christians, want to find their niche in life, and I was no exception. Many years ago, I surrendered to preach. No, I did not want to be a preacher. I had a roofing business in Seattle, and I thought I had the best church, and I thought at the time I had the greatest pastor. He's with Jesus today, and I still think that he was the greatest. He taught me the fundamentals of Christianity, and he taught me that soul winning brought a person the greatest satisfaction known unto man, and he was right. The reason the churches of today are unhappy, and people are going from church to church, they're looking for spiritual food. If you're born again, you want to please God. And Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature, and that includes prisons. I've worked in evangelism in Hawaii, Mexico, Alaska, Japan, the Caribbean. My broadcast reached the west coast of Africa. I have preached on the radio for almost 40 years. I've done many TV talk shows across America, and I enjoyed it very much. But nothing, friends, have touched my heart like prison ministries. I used to have a great big old gospel tent that held about 450 people, but we drew nothing but weirdos, so I gave the tent up. I've had the privilege of preaching 5 times in the Pentagon building to our top military leaders. Hey, I was just a lowly third-class yeoman in the Navy, and yet God gave me the privilege of sharing Christ in the place where all top military decisions are made. Yes, as God's word teaches, God takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. Very, very few preachers have had this privilege of speaking in the Pentagon, I have to tell you a cute story. Many years when my wife and I went back there and I was to speak in the Pentagon building, there was some great and famous person coming from somewhere, I don't know, overseas. They had rolled out the carpet, the red carpet, Navy band, Marine band, color guard. They had everything there. As we walked into the front door of the Pentagon building, here's a big old four-star general standing with, he had medals all over him. And I walked up, and I touched him on his shoulder, and I said, "Sir, you didn't have to do this for little old me. I thought that general was going to come unglued." He thought, "Who is this punk touching me?" Well, anyway, I had fun with it. In 1989, I was inducted in the Who's Who in Christian Leadership. The same year Billy Graham was inducted. He deserved it. I sure didn't. I've been the executive director of 3 rescue missions in the United States. You say, "Cecil, that's pretty good stats. But what are you trying to tell us?" All these things happened to me to prepare me for prison ministries. 2 Timothy 4:5. "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." This is how God prepared me for the ministry, and he has entrusted my wife and the New Grace Quartet, Bill Adlong, Tex Freeman, and many, many other volunteers. Oh, friends, I'm not proud of my past. I had been plagued with alcoholism since I was 17 years old. But I convinced Jane that if she would marry me, she couldn't go wrong. Well, she was wrong. I lied to her. For months, they said, can you believe that? When I was the director of the rescue mission in North Dakota, I had 3 radio broadcasts. Now, we received $800 a month from what they call it Red Feather. Well, every year we had to make a report to this group that's given us $800 a month. And they said, "Preacher, we see that you have 3 radio broadcasts. How are you paying for it?" I said, "From the $800 you give me." They said, "You can't do that." I informed those Pharisees that I was hired to help make
I could see your sweet face. passion, and you don't even know you're just going through the motions, going through the motions, getting lost in life's ocean. Believes in me. I believe. there on Calvary. I believe he's God's own son. He knows I'm his own. And I believe that one day soon he's coming to take me home. I believe
been all around
baby ball for a prize, just for a season. When your money's all gone, your friends are few. But there is one who will stay closer than any brother. Shack or in a mansion, it really makes no difference, 'cause money can't buy what you really need. What your heart is longing for, Jesus wants to give you. There's no charge, and he's waiting for you. Yes, he's a friend who will stay closer than any brother. And I want to introduce him to you. His name is Jesus, he's waiting for you. He'll love you forever, like no other ever can. His name is Jesus, he's waiting.